Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Cox is a sacred cow, and he's hanging in there, and it was great to see him at the reunion of the 95 team. But Bobby did less with more.
Mm.
Bobby had every freaking Cy Young Award winner in the 90s on this team. He had lineups that were just loaded with power and clutch. There was everything from speed in the early 90s to just total power in the steroid era. And only gave you one World Series. This guy, I just told you, he was never given the full compliment and found a way.
Want to give Snit his flowers today. We can obviously be critical down the road. I have no problem with that. But on a day we find out that arguably one of the best managers in the history of our franchise is stepping away and he's going to retire. And again, be an advisor. Snit, giving you your flowers today, man. Hell of a job. Great job. Well done. And look, you got one out of it. And Mike, I don't know at what point in his career he realized, am I ever going to get a shot to be a manager?
Right.
Dude, you get into your 50s, right? You get into your 60s.
You missed your window.
You've missed your window. And you start thinking, am I going to get a shot to really ever do this? And then when he got his shot, dude, he took advantage of it. 404-726-0929. You guys can chime in. Snicker retiring as the manager of the Braves, which means the Braves are in the business of hiring and bringing in somebody new. Now, before we talk about that, let's hear Snit, because he says it's always been about the players. It's never been about him.
I never thought I'd hoist a trophy or be around a group of guys that, goddamn. That makes this so special. Because, it's about the players. And we've been fortunate here to have probably the greatest group of players, coaches. The whole building is, and I said this after we won the World, it literally takes a whole building to do something special. And I've been blessed. To be around great people within the Atlanta Braves organization, everybody in that clubhouse, the player, it's about the players. God, the relationships and the friendships that I'll have the rest of my life for that group or the players, and it's so special.
Yeah, look, Mike, we were talking just a few days about this. It's Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And we're going to spend time on this today because, again, our offseason has officially started, and it's certainly started now where you're looking for a new manager on top of the things that you've got to fill the void with this roster. But we were talking about the send-off and whether or not he wanted one of those. Like, was he going to be
right.
at
the
every
farewell
stadium?
Tour, right?
Yeah. And, you know, they bring out the chair, and he's in the middle of the field. We'd like to welcome, ladies and gentlemen. He didn't want it because if he wanted it, he would have come back, right? He would have probably said, hey, let me get one more run at this, whatever the conversation might have been. But he goes out, Mike, to be quite honest, quietly, where he could have gone out in a different way. But I don't know. At the end of the day, I look at this and I say, all right, great. How do we transition, though? Because the team, if you look at it, Mike, it's still good. It's a good team. The core is when they play up to their capabilities, it's still good. So whoever it's going to be who gets this job, this isn't a rebuild for 5 years. You've got some real talent on this team, and they got to be able to cultivate that, Mike, and put these guys back in position to go for another World Series.
Right. I know a lot of guys, again, we're talking more about the legacy of Snicker because we got all, I guess, off season. I don't know when they're going to make the decision. I heard Steak and Sandra saying, is it going to be Walt Weiss, who's been a bench coach for so many years here? Are you going to go outside the family? And a guy said to me, what is your obsession? My obsession is getting a fresh look at things. Because we have, Carl just said it, we've got a nucleus. Some's underperformed, some's overperformed. Mm. Need more money invested in pitching. But provided that this Alex Anthopoulos gets the things he needs to do, I would like to see a completely different approach. And this is not a knock on Snitker, but this is something outside of the building. Maybe somebody comes in and says, doesn't feel the same way about some of the things that have been going on for many years here. Because last time I checked, we hadn't won a World Series since 21. It was amazing. Most of the guys are here. I'll rue the day they let Freddie go. I think that changed everything, Carl. But I would love to see a fresh set of eyes to work with everybody on this team, including, you know, how they feel about the minor leagues and work with Alex. And really, let's shake things up a little bit.
We're going to see where they go. We've got a lot to get to today. Plenty of football on tap as well. But with Snit walking away, it is a top-of-mind conversation. One more thing is he said he was thinking about this, and this is what I was talking about earlier here on Dukes and Bell, where he said, you know, it wasn't until recently that I really realized I wasn't coming back.
Until, and this is the truth, until like the last 3 weeks of this season, I know you can ask the coaches, I talked about, you know, this being my last year. You know, but when you're, I think when you're sitting in this seat and you're in the heat of the battle, I don't know, you know, and I said after, I'm going to need a little time after that last out to really decide what I want to do. And and it was after I got home and I got to decompress a little bit that, you know what, I did decide that this is the right move. Because I said, if you wait to retire till you're ready to retire, you never will.
Right, yeah. On. And I just think, as a fan, you wish this team didn't have so many injuries and didn't have to. I mean, guys, it was unprecedented. You never has enough pitching, and this year all the pitching got knocked out of the box. You know, and Acuna was late getting to the party, and this is a year where the injuries just mounted up and added up. That's why I think in this offseason, and we're going to get Alex Anthopoulos on here a bit, to talk about, you know, some really hard decisions, I think, about this lineup.
All right, one guy I do not think is going to get the job, and I'll tell you why when we come back. Brandon Galton's going to stop by, the voice of our Atlanta Braves, that is, and the voice of our Atlanta Falcons, Wes Durham, is going to join us a little bit later as well. It's Dukes and Bell.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Lots of stuff going on, man. Falcons bye week. And the irony is, I think it comes at a really good time. We were talking yesterday about this. We will ask Wes what he thinks about it a little bit later on in the show. But, Mike, week five, you would say, well, man, that seems early. But with the injuries that we've had, at least on the offensive side, right, it feels like this might be a good time. And, again, we still haven't heard whether or not Storm Norton's going to come back.
Right. But A.J. Terrell, getting him a chance to rest up with that hammy, I love it. So I think, yeah, as much as we maligned this bye week. You want it later in the year when everybody's banged up. People are banged up now. Look at the league.
That's right.
I mean, guys are done. We're seeing big name stars are out. Good luck trying to manage your fantasy league. Like a lot of bye weeks. I know my roster. Enough about me. But yeah, it is what it is. The injuries just add up. So good week for us. I mean, like the Buffalo game. You know, they're human, as they said Predator. If it bleeds, we can kill it. I think we have a shot. I don't say we have no chance against Buffalo. I think that, you know, but I think you got to be on your P's and Q's. You got to score a lot of points. But I have their defense. Speaking of fantasy, it's not like they're a lights out defense right now.
No, I totally agree. And by the way, I said we don't know how this will play out, but we do know they score points, and we might have to keep up in a game like this. But Mike, this might be also a game where maybe we hold them under their average, and
right,
you know, look,
second highest scoring team in the NFL.
I think there are many strategies, ways to approach this with Josh Allen, and part of it for me is, you know, you'd say I don't want Josh Allen to beat you, but which way is that? I would tell you that you force him to make the throws by just putting pressure on him relentlessly, Mike, and say, hey, beat us with your arm. I would rather him do that than beat us with his legs.
Right.
I would, because he's just so talented when it comes to scrambling and doing all those things. But bye week this week, so that's the deal with the Falcons, and we'll talk more about that as we move along and certainly get to the Falcon Report. Guys are hitting us up. Hey, Dukes and Bell. And follow us, by the way. Mike Bell, ATL. I'm at Put 'em Up. See Dukes, the radio show. Dukes and Bell, 929. Follow the radio station at 929 The Game. Here's a guy. What do you guys think about this? And the one name that continues to pop up, and I'm not poo-pooing this, but I have to tell you, there are reasons why the Angels are not allowing Ron Washington to come back and manage. Mm. He's older than Snit, one, and he's coming off of quadruple bypass.
Right.
Ron, medically, and I'm not a doctor, needs to chill. He needs rest. He needs to relax and get his body right. Now, that doesn't mean that Ron Washington doesn't want to manage, because, in fact, I know he does. But if you're saying this is the answer to Snit, if it's that simple, Mike, great. And if the Braves want to do it, who wouldn't be in for that because of what he did here and how we loved right. him? But I just don't know if that's the answer. And the other part of this is, and again, I'm not an age-discriminate kind of guy because I don't want to do that to anybody.
Why do you hate old people?
But, Mike, if you're going to do this, you're only doing right. it for a couple of years.
That's it. You'd rather have somebody who's going to, you know, stick with the organization if possible. Dusty, I think, was 72 or 73 when he won with the Astros. Ron is 73. He'd be 74 in April. But again, dealing with, you know, all that comes with the last thing you want to do is the stress of being a baseball manager after coming up with a quadruple bypass at this stage of your life, to your point.
Yeah. So I want to put that out there because I know
what he's old.
What about Ron Washington? I'd love to have Ron Washington, but the Angels just said he's not going to be our manager next year. And Ron told him he wanted to come back. So they're basically saying, hey, we're going to go in a different direction, which is fine. But I don't know if that's the answer here. All right, with that said, we'll talk more about the Braves, guys. Coming up a little bit later on this hour, the impact of our rookies is significant. And it's finally getting the kind of recognition that we had hoped. It's Dukes and Bell, Big O's behind the glass. He is our engineer. Of course, Day-Day, our executive producer. Let's get to the Daily Download.
Story number one.
What's your best Braves memory while Brian Snicker was manager? Not during the Bobby Cox years. In the last nine, what stands out to you? Mike, you were at the game where Acuna hits the grand slam. It didn't win the series for us, but it was a moment. We had so many moments. Mike, was there a bigger moment than the Soler home run?
Man, again, we always joke around to Astros fans. I think he still hadn't landed, right? I mean, I was there for game five with my friends, with Steve from Red Door and Big Ray. And we were sitting up there on the Comcast like level. I was looking down on the flagpole, but it was just so great to be there. The great moments of clutch. See, that's the thing. That team was so clutch. The pitching was clutch. The night shift. I mean, when's the last time as a Braves fan, when that bullpen door opened up, you knew it was lights out? Matzik, remember that? Oh my God. It was like, that guy was unhittable. I mean, there was so many great things about that series. But okay, you show up at the ballpark, or you and I be on the radio in the afternoon. Okay, well, the lineup just came out. Rosario's batting second. Okay. Soler's batting. What?
It makes sense.
Every time he'd flip it, we're like, wow. You can't argue with the results. There's also the Freddie Freeman walk-off on the Brewers, the big home run. You know, so I mean, it was in Milwaukee. They still had last ups, but last licks. But that was the game-winning home run. There were so many moments in that fall. But Snicker pressed all the right buttons. There's none of like Bobby Cox. What about the Lee Brand? Or why didn't he do this? There's none of that. There was none of that in that series.
Yeah.
And I got to be honest, any of the postseason shortcomings, other than the, I mean, not, I would, no, guys say it would have been a bad look for the organization if we brawled with the Cardinals in the NLDS after they threw it at Acuna.
Why?
I disagree. I say it sets the tone for the organization. You're not going to get pushed around by Schilt, who was the manager then, moved on to the Padres. That was a complete disrespect and punk move. They're up by 10 runs, and they throw out your best player. That's my only drawback. The stuff that went on with Mattingly. Mattingly can say, so I don't know if Snickers, being so old school, hated this new Jack baseball stuff and for whatever reason didn't support Ronald. I'm not saying that was the case, but I just sometimes felt he never had his back.
Yeah, it's funny because O just mentioned to me, and he's right, the night shift, guys, was a thing of its own, right? And when we look back at this World Series 20 years from now, we're going to be like, man, that bullpen was so dominant. Will Smith he was 7-for-7 in every appearance, didn't blow a save. And it was like, when we picked these guys up, and if you guys don't remember, AA's approach was, I'm going by committee. He went out and got a couple of guys that could close,
right?
And it was like, well, who's the closer? Well, it depends on the night. But the night shift was so incredible, man, when we went to the World Series. And that's just one of those things, like, when we start talking about the legacy of Brian Snicker and all of these winning seasons. I mean, up until this year, guys, really, you could talk about nothing but winning for Brian Snicker. And he's had some moments. His teams have had some moments.
Now, Will Smith did give you heart attacks, you know, as you're closer to your point.
Sure.
But, you know, and honestly, most of the closers that Snicker had to work with did give you heart attacks. We had Kenley Jansen at the end of his career, Iglesias, like the Luke Jackson phenomenon. Although, again, in 21, all the stars aligned.
What's your favorite memory over the last nine? We're not going to go back all the way because we know there are moments from the World Series in the 90s, all the playoff runs. But while Snicker was manager, something we're talking about with you today here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. As far as the next manager, again, guys, if we knew, we'd tell you. But we don't. And I don't know if they know, Mike, because if this was just a few weeks ago, have they been working on this? Or were they sure that Snick was truly going to walk away? But I think once somebody says, I don't know what I want to do, you tell your boss, I don't know. I'm not sure if I want to be here. I might retire. I might not. You better start looking. So I'm hoping, Mike, they're ahead of the game here. But who is that guy? I don't know. And I said to Mike this morning, you know, this is where Alex Anthopoulos' experience, being in Toronto, being with the Dodgers, being in different places helps. Because, Mike, I don't think he just looks inward. I think he looks outward.
I had a guy say to me by my rationale that Snicker did more with less and that Bobby Cox did less with more. Yeah, because Bobby Cox had Cy Young Award winners, and he had Hall of Famers. And we've got one Hall of Famer, Freddie, and we'll see where Fried's legacy goes now with the Yankees. Go back and look. He says, you know, we just talked about the 2019 blowout. The pitching staff, Soroka, Teron, Fried, Fultonavich, okay? Dallas, Keuchel, and Gosman picked up. I mean, no. No, 2019, we had to go with Fulton. Now, again, could he have gone with Fried and maximized a younger Max Fried and make him the guy that gets more opportunities to pitch in that series? I can agree with you on that. But he didn't have the resources. That's what I'm saying. If you go look at the pitch, you can Google it or be searching Babe's pitching stats over the years. Look at, there's two good ones, and then there's three meh. Yeah, there's one excellent one, and there's one good one, and there's two or three meh. So that's something Snicker had to navigate the course of the season every year.
No doubt. Your thoughts are welcome, guys. Let's get to story number two.
Story number two.
We mentioned it, Falcons bye week. Let me hear Raheem Big O talking about if the team will make any schematic changes. Look, defensively, we've been pretty stout. I don't think there's any reason to go crazy and start trying to change things up. Offensively, Mike, do you want to change anything schematically?
You always want to study yourself. You always want to go out there and be able to look at those things. And obviously, you can add some things. You can take some things out. You can do better at some other things. So, like, you never want to say you don't want to add anything, because always something that you want to add that you've been thinking about, you talked about over the last couple of weeks, that you're like, hey, we won't put it in this week, but maybe do it during the bye. Some things you want to maybe explore a little bit and just talk about and think about. But it's definitely a chance to go back and look at everything that you've done from all three phases of the ball and find out what you can do better and what you can add to it, or what you can take out, what you don't like. So, like, it's always a good time to look at those things and do those things. It don't really matter how early it is, but that's a nice 4-week sample of some things you can do better.
Coaches have said it for years. We just never heard it as much when Mike Smith was here. Self-scout. So we will self-scout. No, I mean, the trends. Arch brought this up yesterday. Dave Arch's conversation with us on Odyssey.com about the Bills will be watching how we use Bijan out in the wide out position or as a wide receiver, and they'll probably react to that. But we certainly can use the athletes. Maybe Darnell Mooney, as we said, is not going to be 100%. Maybe he gets to that at some point. But Pitts, I mean, I just think you can double down on Kyle Pitts this year if they choose to.
I agree. Hey, man, want to remind you guys, Friday, join our boys, Twin Peaks and Buckhead. That's Andy and Randy. Come have lunch with the fellas and check out the scenic views, guys, and get ready for a big weekend of college football, pro football. That's Friday, 11 to 2, Twin Peaks and Buckhead on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. They are finally getting recognized, and they should. Stay right there. We'll tell you who next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Appreciate all the input. And as we reminisce about Brian Snicker's great career here with the Braves, as he steps away as the manager, Braves are in the market for a new one. Mike and I were just talking about a couple of things we will hit on coming up here on the show. We'll get to 4th and 1 at the top of the hour, guys. Lots of NFL news, injury news, quarterback changes, etc. And Tyreek Hill has his surgery. Want to get you ready for Thanksgiving week. And I mentioned this the other day, but we're talking about it because it's time. It's our 3rd annual Browngrass Charity Golf Classic presented by Finley Roofing. It's Monday, November 24th. Now, that seems like a long time away. It's the 1st October, Dukes. I know. But we want you to get signed up now because foursomes are going to go quickly. So, 3rd annual Classic. Over at
There'll be some brown liquor in a glass, but brown grass.
Eagle Watch, Pets for Vets is who we're benefiting, guys. Great cause, and it's November 24th. But go to the website. You can sign up there at the website right now. Go to click events, the events link, and you can sign up.
Now, it's funny because I may need a hotel room up there. This whole thing, Carl, with the Georgia Hemp Company as a presenting sponsor a couple years ago now, is people really want to see me get zooted, and I don't think you want to deal with that again.
No, I say that. It was actually pretty fun for me to watch.
I don't even know who Justin Thomas's brother Jameis is.
It was pretty funny to watch how this all played out. But no, man, look,
Watch Mike try to connect.
Their momentum movement was from a fake punt.
I just had no idea it was going to affect you like that because you were right. Hitting it because it's legal. I mean, this was a Georgia Hemp Company
prepackaged legal pain remedy.
Correct. And so you were hitting it. And I was like, ooh. And you were like, you feel good? You all right? How you doing? He's like, this isn't even working.
Until we got on the air.
I got to be honest. My knee feels really
good.
Am I making sense?
No. I've got the constitution of like a bull, you know. The way my body processes things, I'm like a cast iron furnace. So it literally took like about an hour and 15.
Yes.
And then the wheels came off. Yes.
Yeah. All right, man. Nevertheless, that is what we're doing. And it's going to be a lot of fun. All right, Mike, our rookies are getting recognized. I'm talking about Xavier Watts. I'm talking about Billy Bowman. I'm talking about James Pierce Jr. and even Jalen Walker. And I say even because when the season was about to start, we hadn't seen enough of Jalen to really make an evaluation on him to say, okay, I think he's going to be all right.
Right.
We had to trust coach to say he's coming, he wants to be out there. Listen, last week Jalen Walker was getting after it, man. I mean, there were a couple of penalties. Guys were holding him because he was in position to make a play on Marcus Mariota, brought a couple of big plays back for the Commanders. And even though they weren't sacks, he's affecting the game. And that's what you want. So I got to give him a big shout-out because you know I had doubts about this and saying, all right, we're all pumped up about getting this dog on the team, and now do we have the right dog? Jalen is showing us here early on. If you're not watching and paying attention to just his presence out there, Mike, he's playing really well. But the two guys in the back, Billy Bowman, Watts has two interceptions already. Bowman's just, man, he's just a ball hawk, man. He's around plays that he shouldn't even be around. Or he's sniffing out plays he shouldn't even sniff out. Arch mentioned one of them earlier this week. But do you believe the Falcons defense can carry us into the postseason? Because that's what we're talking about.
Well, I always felt that the defense would catch up with how good the offense would look. And maybe now with Zach Robinson on the sideline, it'll function more smoothly. And we won't ever have to deal with stuff like what wasn't working in the red zone against Minnesota and that debacle in Carolina. But I always was of the opinion the defense would catch up by midpoint. And the defense has set the tone. Statistically, they're top five. And all the metrics and all the pressure. Now, again, more sacks. We got more sacks. We're on pace for more sacks than we've had since 2017.
Yes.
So I do believe that it's complementary football. So I think both are advancing, but I think the defense is ahead of schedule. How about that?
I do. I agree with you on that. I think the defense is ahead of schedule, especially with these guys playing the way they are. And if they can continue this, because by the time we get to game 8, 9, 10, guys, they're not rookies anymore. These guys are year in and they're savvy and they're going to be a lot better than what they're playing right now. What do you guys think? Because when the season started, we thought the offense would be the reason why. It may be the defense is the reason why. And that's something I don't know if a lot of people saw coming. More people are talking about our defensive effort and the change, Mike, and the things that they're seeing defensively than they're talking about offense. Obviously, the Carolina game, they were talking about offense because we didn't do a damn thing. But this is what more people are talking about right now. And that's the national conversation, which is these guys are being recognized. 404-726-0929. What do you guys think? And I'll tell you right now, look, if we win against Buffalo, don't want to be the bearer of bad news. It's going to be because of our defense. You don't let them – they cannot come in here, Mike, and average 35, which is their average, 33 a game. If the defense holds Buffalo to 20, 24 points, Mike, we got to win the game.
Right. Look, if Josh Allen was the unstoppable ultimate weapon, he'd have a couple of Super Bowl rings. He's never been to the Super Bowl. Mm. So how is that? What happens? I mean, do you say it's other guys' faults? Sometimes the coach – I think McDermott gets tight, I think, with his approach, how much that leads over to Joe – is it Brady who's coach the offensive coordinator,
it
right?
Is. It is.
But I don't know – you know, we've seen them come up short, and it's one of the greatest games ever, a couple of years back against the Chiefs, where they changed the overtime rule. But this is a team that you've got to be able to take – you're going to take your lumps. He's going to make big plays. But you can see, and you watched him this season – it's not like every time he gets the ball, it's a Madden game. Carly's going right down the field. So I think we've got the right athletes, especially the athleticism, with our outside linebacker edge rushers to maybe limit some of the things he's trying to do.
I do too. Divine Diablo. Yeah. Say now, with us.
Now, here's the thing, though. Technically, he's bigger than Divine Diablo.
He is.
Josh Allen. That's how big he is.
He's a big dude. But Divine can run with him.
Right.
Right? That's the thing. Like, he can track him down. And look, we're a little ways away from this. You're going to spy? Are you going to spy Josh Allen?
Well, again, you got to spy with a man of equal or of same size and value. So,
Who's that? Doorless?
I guess you go. I mean, that's why. I mean, Jalen Walker could go for a sleigh ride with him at times. But no, I would. If you ever were going to do that, I don't sure Ulbrich would do that. I would recommend Jalen Walker for the job.
I agree. Let's grab a couple of phone calls here on the show. 404-726-0929. On a hump day, Kevin. What's going on, Kevin? You're on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Talking Falcons. What's going on?
What's going on, fellas? How y'all doing today?
Good, man.
Hey, I love our defense. Our defense, I feel like our defense is going to be, like, elite. Probably, maybe more so next year, I feel like it's going to be even more elite. Especially when we get Kurt off the books, we probably bring in some more free agents. Mm. But what I want us to do is run the football. We got Tyler Allgeier and Bijan Robinson. Run the football. I mean, look at what the Eagles did last year. They ran the football, passed when they needed to. Run the football. You got Bijan Robinson, the best running back in the league, in my opinion, right now, because everything that he does. And then you got Tyler Allgeier, the bowling ball, just running downhill. I love that type of football. We're better than you type of football.
Right.
That's the type of football I want to play.
I'm with you.
That's it. I mean, that's the thing. We talk about, you know, the phrase, and I use it today talking about, you know, what the Braves lost when they lost some of the leadership with Dansby and Freddie, a playing personality, right?
That's right.
And you know, toughness, physicality, you know, aggressiveness. You know, we know that Ulbrich wants to be aggressive, and I think that's great. And that's why I said I didn't like the way the half ended, because if that's your you know, your mission statement, then see it through. Coach, be aggressive. Burn those timeouts.
That's right.
Put faith in your defense. You're going to get them off the field. They're not going to get anything. We're going to give the ball back to Penix with a minute and 20 seconds. So, but if that is your ethos, then let's that's an old Landry Fields fave from the Hawks. But no, if that's your vibe, then do it. Then make that your thing. You're like Riverboat Ron,
right?
Right back in the day with the Panthers.
Yeah, look, we have
played. Who and the ethos that we want to build.
Okay. What's our ethos now, I wonder?
With the Hawks?
Yeah.
Defense.
It's much better than it was. That's right. But Mike, I think that's exactly where I'm at with this team. And I love our last caller. We got another caller or two we want to get to. But that's the brand of football. See, when we talk about identity, it's always been, think about this, even Matt Ryan's years, it's been offense. It has. And I don't mind that. That's great. You got to score points. But most of these teams in the league that have gone on to win Super Bowls, Mike, including the Chiefs with the great Patrick Mahomes, they had a defensive identity.
We play defense.
Yeah, they had defensive identities. Mark in Buckhead, you're on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Hey, man, what's going on, Mark?
Hey, how you guys doing today?
Good.
You know, I agree with that. I think that when you look at it over the first few games of the season, it's a defensive line and a defensive backfield that have been playing well. I think what's going to test the Falcons is the linebackers.
Mm. Yeah, it's been commented on. You're right.
I think the linebackers need to one thing they need to tackle better on the running game. And, you know, I'm just so glad that they got rid of the safety last year who was doing pirouettes back there. I really think they got a shot if they focus on the linebacking core and playing well there.
I mean, Caden Ellis, I mean, the only thing, unfortunately, Caden let Baker Mayfield off the hook, had him wrapped up. We maybe, you know, again, that game's got to be about Koo making the kick to get us in overtime.
That's right.
But maybe they don't score if Caden, and Caden's one of our best players, wraps him up. But we just talked, Carl talked about Diablo and what he brings to the table as far as in coverage. But yeah, tackling, but that's NFL-wide. NFL-wide, because you don't get to hit anymore, you don't get two-a-days. Tackling just is bad around the league, unfortunately.
No, I totally agree. Look, if you're telling me that our linebackers are our weakest link right now, Mike, can you cover that up? Because here's what you're saying. There will be a team or two, not all, that our linebackers may get exposed with maybe covering guys, right, or something of that nature. That's why they went and got out and went and got Diablo, because he can run. He's fast. We said that. But if you're going to tell me that's our weak link, I'm okay with that. I'd rather that be the weak link, Mike, than the defensive line, the front, and even the back half.
But I think, you know, as Jalen Walker's getting more reps, I think Jalen Walker's going to emerge. That's the thing. Technically, he's behind Ebukadi. You know, and like, I thought Ebukadi's had a solid season so far. But, you know, Jalen Walker's part of that. I can't malign the linebacker core. There's parts of it are still learning on the job.
All right. Good stuff, man. Appreciate the phone calls. You guys can always chime in. Lines are open at 404-726-0929. Adam in Alpharetta wants to talk about Snicker. By the way, if you're just tuning in, thank you for listening to Atlanta's number one sports station. It's number one sports show, Dukes and Bell. Brian Snicker stepping away. And the Braves are looking for a new manager. Adam in Alpharetta, what do you think, man? Where do you go with this? And talk to us about Snit. Hey, man.
Hey, man. So I had a question about how quickly they want a new manager in place. Do they want a new manager in place by the time free agency starts to attract free agents?
Right.
It's a good question. Yesterday, I was under the impression, and I said to Mike, however you approach free agency shouldn't matter whether or not Snit is back.
Right.
Because you got to fill the void. You're going to have to do this with Snit or without him, right? You're going to have to fill the void. Whether it's Snit or somebody else, it could be Big O. You still need pitching.
Right. You're going to have to get two more starting pitchers. I mean, and guys, not reclamation projects. I mean, this is the year. I mean, come on. You've got to. And I'll say it just for guys who are new to the show. I know I'm saying Dodger and Yankee and Met money. I'm saying just get on the same level as the Phillies. How about that? Then you, another 75 mil. I mean, it's like Tony Montana, a mill here, a mill there. I go on the streetcar, I make a few moves. I got ears. No, but that, you got to get even with the Phillies, because that closes the gap to go get a Zach Wheeler or someone of equal value, right? And you got to go get a closer, too, because Iglesias is gone.
Yes.
So, I mean, that's all of a sudden, you know, now you better hope that your starting lineup produces. You know, Kim, by the way, you're going to sign Kim to be your shortstop?
No, I am. I think he showed me enough here at the end of the season, and I think he's cheaper than a lot of the other options. I think baseball fans really don't realize, like, the upper echelon shortstops, guys, they're making $28, $30 million. I'd rather allocate that money to starting pitcher. And if you're telling me that Kim is going to cost us, I don't know, Mike, $15, then I'm okay with that. Like, it's a cheaper option to get maybe more production out of it. Again, you're rolling the dice, but, yeah, I would definitely take care of that situation and let that be.
All right, a couple guys hitting us up on the text line going, hey, what about Mark DeRosa for the Braves?
I like that.
Now, that doesn't meet my criteria of getting outside the family, but I love Mark DeRosa.
I agree.
Huge fan, love him on TV, and, you know, had a chance to, you know, manage USA during the World Baseball Classic, so he's got that experience. That's not – you could do worse. How about that?
I agree.
I got nothing against Walt Weiss. I've just seen Walt Weiss just sitting next to Snicker, you know, all these years. I presume that he serves a purpose. But if you feel that Snicker's been asleep at the wheel with some of the things or team chemistry, what's going on in the clubhouse, what is Walt? The silent partner?
Yeah. Yeah. Mike, I don't know. I mean, they know him inside the organization way better than we do. When you're Walt Weiss, you don't say a lot. You're not on the press conferences. Right.
But he's not Wash or EY.
No, he's
not. At least in the impression.
No, he's not.
I can't speak to the. I get what I get from Grant and reading Mark Bowman and Dave, because with our show, I really get to be in the clubhouse. But I'm just curious, you know, what you think of what would make Walt Weiss the slam dunk other than just he happened to be sitting next to him all these years. And that's generally the prerequisite for this organization, if we're honest.
Hey, man, great stuff. Adam, appreciate the phone call. Thanks for listening. We're coming back. Fourth and One's on the way. More Falcons conversation as well. Brandon Gordon in the 3 o'clock hour, voice of our Braves on FanDuel. It's Dukes and Bell.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know why it's not
outside of Cleveland.
You know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.